This is MSO NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Kelly Farley, athletic director at Swampscott High School. And Kelly, summer is here, but the work continues.
That is true. I'm glad that it's summer, but we're looking ahead to fall already and even into the winter season at this point.
Well, one thing that you and I just talked about beforehand is that there are no real coaching notes of interest here in Swampscott, so status quo, and that can be good news.
Yeah, it is status quo. We did have a new cheer coach in the fall, in the winter for basketball, and she's going to be our football cheer coach. But other than that, we are status quo, which is very, very nice.
The other thing, too, is I just recently learned that there's going to be the improvements to Bloxage Field with the turf, but it will not impact the fall. So that's probably some good news for at least the fall sports teams.
Yeah, it is good news, especially where we're hosting Thanksgiving this year. It'll be nice for our seniors to be able to play there as they've been looking forward to for their whole high school careers. So, and, you know, it's a great thing that we'll get in the field, so we'll adapt as we need to.
Gotcha. Well, in this interview here, Kelly, one of the purposes is to kind of discuss some of the highlights for Swampscott sports from the spring season, winter, to back to the fall. And let's just talk about the spring. What a great spring season you guys had. And, I'm thinking of baseball and softball, just for starters.
Yeah, we had a phenomenal spring season. Actually, every one of our spring sports teams qualified for the postseason, which was just awesome. And then, obviously, baseball and softball did very well, went very deep in the tournament, softball going all the way to the North Finals. So it was a great spring for us.
And I think that softball team is young, too, right? So that was a little bit of a surprise. They had some ups and downs during the year, but, again, came on strong in the tournament.
Yeah, came on very strong. They are young. You know, we're going to graduate a couple key players. You know, you got Christina King, Olivia Cook, and amongst others as well. So we did graduate some, but we have some great younger kids coming up and the core of the team coming back. And I think Gary Moran did a great job as a first-year varsity coach as well.
You know, and a note on the baseball team, too, is that Danvers went for the state title, lost the game in the state championship game, but their previous loss to that was like 2 months prior to that, maybe a month and a half, when they lost to Swampscott 2-0 back in April.
Yeah, that's true. The baseball team did a phenomenal job this year. Really, a lot of credit goes out to the student athletes and the coaches. They worked really hard, and you could see the outcome of that. You know, never gave up in any game, just kept pressing on and doing what they could.
Yeah, and I think that kind of a win that day against Danvers was the kind of season they had. They definitely had some big wins during the course of their year this year. Well, let's back it up to winter, Kelly, and I guess my foggy little memory reminds me that the girls' basketball team did very well.
The girls' basketball team did very, very well. They won the NEC South for us. They went further in the tournament than they have in a few years and just came together as a team and did a really, really nice job.
Okay. Any other notes from the winter, Kelly, to share?
I always like to bring up Michelle Connor from our girls track team, who went to nationals both in the spring and the winter for the high jump. She's just a strong competitor, still young, so we'll see where that goes. But if my mind can remember correctly, I think she was at the 5.4 mark for the high jump, which is really, really good.
Good. And as we back it out to the fall, the season you're preparing for right now as we speak, the next fall. But what about fall of 2015? What were some of the highlights for that?
Both the girls and boys soccer teams did well. They both took home South Division crowns. The boys ended up also winning the Division III North Championship, which was phenomenal. And the girls went really, really far in the tournament, too. I felt like I should pitch a tent at Fraser Field for the fall because we were there so often doing so well. So it was a great fall for us as well.
Well, considering some of the spring sports, Fraser Field was better than, or Manning Field, better than going to Lowell, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather be at Manning Field. And, you know, the weather was phenomenal this fall, too. The fall before that, it was freezing cold and windy, so this fall was quite a treat down there. So I was thankful for that as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I look back around in the Northeastern Conference this year, Kelly, I see the vote to bring the Greater Boston League teams in, four teams into the league. Maybe share a little bit about that for us as one of the conferences, athletic directors. And again, it doesn't really happen this fall, doesn't happen this winter. Maybe, you know, teams begin to integrate in the springtime. But I understand there's still a lot of work to be done to make that work. Does that sound right?
Yeah, there is a lot of work to be done. You know, a lot of us have played them in out-of-league contests in various different sports anyway, so we're familiar with them. We've worked with their athletic directors, and they're a great group to work with. And actually, Dan Keefe is taking over at Beverly, moving from Malden, so he's right back in here from the get-go, too. I think the most difficult thing is going to be figuring out scheduling. You know, what does that look like? How do we shape that to make it work best for the league? But we have a little bit of time to work with that. And I know that one way or another, we'll flush it out and make it all work. But it's going to be a little bit of thinking outside the box and some hard work.
Yeah. I know one of the thoughts that I had in talking with one of the AEDs a few weeks ago was in soccer, for example, let's use that for an example, not that it won't be the case this year, but down the road, if you play everybody once, then you don't play Marblehead twice, or in basketball, you don't play Marblehead home and away each year, which is, to me, kind of one of the staples of a high school schedule.
Yeah, one of the things we talked about is if we go to playing everybody once in the whole league, is that you keep that play your rival a second time. So you'll play them in the beginning of the season for that once around, and then you'll play them again towards the end so that you're playing your rival twice. And then if you want to pick up other, you know, you want to play other NEC teams a second time, you can do that. If you want to go outside the league, you have that flexibility as well.
Well, like usual, like you always, someone's thinking ahead of me on this one here. There's no doubt.
Yeah, we're working on it, trying to come up with all the different scenarios that will work best for all of our teams and the league as a whole. So it's still a work in process, but we're getting there.
Well, Kelly, any other final thoughts from you on your first year in Swampscott, or any accomplishments, achievements, anything else you want to just share with us about athletics in Swampscott?
Yeah, I enjoyed my first year a lot. I learned a ton. I look forward to learning more. One of the things I'm looking at for coming this fall is forming a captain's council where we meet. I'm looking at monthly to go over different issues and talk about leadership and all that other thing. And then the other big goal I have, too, is to have a night where an athletic night for parents whose student athletes might be going on to play in college, where we have somebody come in who can talk about that process and how to go about it and what to do, because I'm finding many parents just don't know where to start and where to go with that. Whether their student athletes are looking just to play Division III or II or even up at the Division I level, so that we can get people started on that and they can know what the expectations are moving forward through high school.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. Well, Kelly, good talking with you. Best of luck. Have a great summer, and we'll see you in the fall for sure.
Thanks very much. You too.
Okay. Kelly Farley, the athletic director at Swampscott High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.